Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
My guest has joined me, Sammy Starr. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with
Thank
us.
You.
Now, you're here to talk about your new podcast, Extra Happy versus Dark and Twisty, Living with Bipolar Disorder. Now, we all think we know about bipolar disorder, but can you tell us a little bit about it and how it affects you?
Ooh. Bipolar is a chemical mood balance in between, like in your brain, and it flips from being depressed to being extra happy, which is a manic episode. And
we used to know it as manic depressive syndrome.
Yeah, it used to be called manic depressive, but it changed to bipolar disorder for some reason.
And is that how it affects you, that sometimes you'll feel very depressed and then other times completely hyper?
Yeah, like it really affects me terribly. I there's not a moment that I'm stable. It will literally flip from being depressive to then being very manic very quickly. I sometimes suffer with a mixed rate episode where it can flip time and time again within a day. Which is highly distressing.
Yes, I was going to say distressing and exhausting.
We're extremely exhausting. I'm exhausted all the time from it.
And when were you diagnosed with bipolar disorder?
About 2.5 years ago from my psychiatrist at Union House.
Were you aware before then that there was something not quite right?
Well, looking back on my life and seeing some of the things that I've done, I can think of memories and think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Why was I doing that at the time? I don't know. But it was thrilling and it was exciting. And then I look back and I think, oh, I've actually had bipolar for many years and it's just been misdiagnosed.
And what causes it?
That's genetic? A good question. Like, it can be passed down, or it can be caused by previous traumas in your childhood.
And lots of people celebrities have started talking about how they live with bipolar disorder. People like Stephen Fry and Robbie Williams, and lots of them say they wouldn't change it. They wouldn't take it out of their life because it makes them who they are. Do you feel the same?
Now that I've, suffering's the wrong word really, but now that I've experienced bipolar, it's like a drug to me. I'm fixated on my mania. Like, I wouldn't be without my mania because it does make me who I am.
And do you receive treatment for it? You talked about counselling there. Do you receive medication?
Yeah, I have CBT with a regular psychologist. That's once a week. And I am on medication currently. I try not to fall off it as hard as I can, but it's a bit of a pickle.
And you've started this podcast, Extra Happy versus Dark and Twisted, great title, Living with Bipolar Disorder. Why did you decide to start this?
I decided to start this because I want people to know that it's okay not to be okay, and for people that are suffering with bipolar or any mental health conditions, that they're not alone in this and there are people out there willing to help them if they need it.
It's okay not to be okay. That's a very powerful message, isn't it? Because we all feel a need to conform somehow to some idea of normal.
We certainly do, but what is normal?
And what will you be covering? What's in the podcast?
A lot of my experiences that all my, I call it cocooning. When I'm depressed, I call it cocooning. My cocooning episodes, and then featuring my manic episodes and what goes on in between, and all the help that I've received from certain people at Union House. Like, I regularly see a CPM, which is a clinical practitioner nurse. I see him once a week and he's very supportive of me.
And so presumably, as you say, you're kind of constantly in this state. When you're doing the podcast, people can hear how it's affecting you.
Oh, definitely.
Very personal, that. Are you okay with having all that personal information out there?
Yeah, I'm an open book, me. Like, I'm happy to share with everyone out there. I just hope they're listening and reading.
And what kind of response have you had to it so far?
Really positive. They like my witty humour in a dark, and twisty sense of way. But yeah, it's been really good so far.
And have you enjoyed doing it?
I really enjoyed it. I feel like it gives me purpose, it gives me meaning.
And what kind of things are you covering? You say your episodes, what specifically, say, talk me through what's the most recent podcast that you've done?
One of the most recent podcasts is probably The Devil's Playpen, which entails the sexual abuse that I suffered from as a child.
Right, so this is very personal stuff, Sam.
Extremely personal, and some of the things that I share in my podcast are things that I've never shared with anyone until now.
That's interesting that it feels okay and safe to do it to people that you don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know how to answer that one, but yeah, for fellow sufferers that have suffered it, I just want them to know that it's okay to reach out for help and hopefully they'll be supported.
And is there something that you'd like to see change?
The smoking ban in NHS hospitals is a real pickle when you're in full-blown mental health hospital, because it's run by the NHS, it's banned, and voluntary patients will go in, find out that it's banned, and then they will say, discharge me, I want to be discharged, because if I can't smoke, then I don't want to be here. And because they're voluntary, then they'll leave without seeking treatment, so they don't get the help that they need.
And is your plan to keep on going with the podcast for as long as you... It sounds like you've got lots of topics that you want to cover.
Yeah, definitely. We've still got a lot more to be covered, so there's still many blogs to be read out, and hopefully I'll get on to my typing and be able to create more.
And how are you doing it? Where are you doing it? Because you can do podcasts at home. Is that where you're doing it?
We're currently doing it, shall I say, at Angela's house in her recording studio.
And Angela's with you. Let's say hello, Angela.
Hello.
This sounds great.
Well, I wanted to do it because, I met Sammy because she saved my dog from running into the road, and that's how we actually met, and then became my dog walker. And I knew that Sammy had written a blog, and it was fascinating. It was very much like Sammy. It was all poured out, but there was this really clever wit in there that I thought, wouldn't this be great if it could have a wider audience? And I've got a background in radio, and I asked Sammy if she'd like to record it as a podcast, because I felt people needed to hear her voice reading her words. And my son has recently gone to university, so I've just commandeered his bedroom as a podcast recording studio and invited Sammy to come over, and she's a natural.
Excellent. And what's your plans for the podcast? You know, if I was to say to you 5 years' time, what would you like? You're both looking absolutely terrified.
What would we like?
Well, lots of listeners.
I think we would like some more listeners, because I think it's got an important message. Tammy's talked a lot about sufferers. I think also healthcare professionals would learn a lot from hearing Sammy. And when Sammy's recording, hopefully you're neither too up or too down. Sometimes it's really difficult to record the levels because your mood really does affect your voice, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
So I think for healthcare professionals to hear Sammy speak would be really educational.
Well, it sounds brilliant, and people can find it on iTunes if they search Extra Happy versus Dark and Twisty Living with Bipolar Disorder. Your dad went on Google and found you via Bipolar Sammy.
He did indeed. Yeah. He's not a very technical person, but he tries his best, bless him.
Well, it worked. It worked. And are you still writing the blog?
I've had a bit of a pit stop because I've been cocooning a bit, so I haven't got much to really say at this moment in time, but I hope to get back to it as the summer approaches, and I tend to go a bit manic.
Really? In the summer? Why is that, do you think?
The natural vitamin D from the sunlight, and the fact that I normally fall off my meds for some reason around this time, it's a really bit of a triggering time for me, summer-wise.
You know what, I think there's a book in this, certainly.
Well, I actually have written a book. It's called Out the Box, and it's with my editor at the moment.
Excellent. That's a little bit of an exclusive for us. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with the podcast. As I say, you can search for it on iTunes, or if you've not got an iPhone, it's Stitcher, did you say, Angela? Stitcher, search for it there, or Google, like Sammy's dad did, Bipolar Sammy. And it's called Extra Happy versus Dark and Twisty Living with Bipolar Disorder. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
For coming to talk to us today. Thank you, Sammy.